Y seguimos aquí desde el Chapel Reggae el 2016. Aquí estamos en directo y bueno, pues que os voy a contar que tenemos hoy en la mesa ni más ni menos que a Channel One, a Johnny Clark, encantada. Good night, bienvenidos, welcome.
Welcome, welcome to Radio Rasta.
Channel One, Gus, ¿me vas a traducir tú?
Sí.
Vale. A Channel One, no es la primera vez que venís, habéis venido anteriormente al País Vasco. Johnny Clark, creo que es la primera vez, para valorar un poquito vuestra experiencia y la primera de Johnny Clark.
She says that Channel One is not the first time that is here in the Basque Country, but for Johnny Clark it's not the same thing, it's the first, the first time here. And yeah, she just said to evaluate the ¿cuál es la pregunta?
Para que evalúen las veces que han estado anteriormente con el estar en un festival como el Chapel Reggae.
Okay, so for Channel One, what do you see today? What do you feel here is what you expected from other times in Basque Country? Are you feeling special? Special way, maybe tonight, or
well, let me say first and say, well, it's good to be here. Good for Channel One Sound to be back in Basque Country.
And then
after about, I think it's the last one, it's about 3 years we came here.
Hace tres años la última vez que han estado aquí, Channel One.
And we can see that things are growing very well, very nicely.
Y ellos ven que puede que las cosas están creciendo muy bien.
And then to be honest with you, it's been a surprise to me that you have so much people at one festival in the Basque Country.
Para él es como un premio que tengamos tanta gente aquí en un festival como este en el País Vasco.
But it's nice to see.
Así que es muy agradable de ver.
Thank you. Johnny Clark, es la primera vez. ¿Qué sensación le ha causado a Arnincha, el puerto, el pueblo tan pequeño que es, y este festival?
For you, what sensation have you feel when you have come to a village so small that this one has 200 people? Does it and this big festival in a so small fisherman place, what do did you like what you're saying, and the food over here, have you feel okay about everything?
Well, I must say, give thanks and it's a blessing, you know, to be here, you know. Yeah, because it's all about the experience of the Basque Country, and what we see here is togetherness, you know. We see, you know, say unity, we say unification of I, which is that we preach every day, you know. So that's why we say how good and how pleasant it is for I and I to do it together in love and unity. And I is seeing pure love, you know, all around. And we give thanks for that, and we give thanks so we can really come in from Jamaica and come experience the discipline and the principle of the outside world, especially here in the Basque Country, where is more love and principle, and you know, them so like we are fully appreciated, and you know, they love the music and love I, and we in return love them even more. So we give thanks to, and it's a pleasure to be here, you know, give thanks, blessing. You know?
Es un enorme, verdadero placer estar aquí y da bendiciones por ello. Se está sintiendo la unidad, el I. Y lo nota aquí todos juntos. Togetherness es la palabra que ha usado, que es, no sé cómo decir, juntura, sí, todos unidos, a la vez que él, y agradece poder ver esto aquí en el País Vasco, y que la, pues bueno, pues le complace ver cómo se está manteniendo esos principios antiguos al respecto de unidad y bueno, unidad en el fondo entre todos. Bueno, yo creo que más o menos bien.
Thank you very much. Quería hacer la pregunta que me parece que Channel One, cuando estuvieron la anterior vez, contestaron la pregunta de la ducha, creo, y quería hacerle la pregunta de la receta, a ver si cocinan y si serían tan amables de aportarnos un poquito de su gastronomía a regalarles al fogón, que les expliques un poco qué es esa sección y en qué consiste.
Ajá. Okay, we have a section in the radio show in summer that we ask all the artists if they like to cook. If they cook, do you cook? And well, the well for all of you, we will ask you for a recipe, a special recipe.
Well, you see, and I always cook every day. My favorite food is roast fish, but I and I will, yes. And that is to get a nice piece of fish. Don't care what fish it is. As long as it's a fish, not an octopus, right? But a fish. And you know, you just cut up every lovely herb and vegetable that you like. And you put it with the fish. Season it up with the fish. Natural herbs. Some thyme, you know, some black pepper. Yes? And some Scotch bunny pepper.
Some Scotch?
Scotch bunny pepper, yeah. You put some of that with the fish, yes, and you cut up some scallion, or we call that spring onion, yes, and you put that with the fish. You chop up some carrot. Look, just chop up what you like, any vegetable and herb, even ganja, you put that in there, yes, right? And you wrap it up in some foil paper and put it in the oven, and you leave it there for at least 50 minutes.
50, okay.
And when you take that out, it's lovely and steaming and everything cook up together. And when you eat that, you say, Jah! Rastafari, give thanks for the food. That is my favorite recipe. Salasia.
Bueno, por si me dejo algo, lo traduciremos completamente a posteriori, pero en principio dice que le gusta mucho el asado de pescado. Cualquier tipo de pescado y con vegetales, lo envuelve, pimienta negra, luego un tipo de pimienta que no he sabido traducir, pero que lo miraremos, y y zanahorias, carbos, especialmente. Pero bueno, con cualquier cosa que sea vegetal. Y entonces se pone en el horno unos 15 minutos y entonces, bueno, pues vas a sentir a ya y vas a sentir bendecido por esta comida de pescado. Así que, bueno, esa es otra receta que tenemos en Reguelaris al Fogón. Reguelaris al Fogón, the title of the section means something like reggae lovers to the oven.
Yes.
You know, it's some trick. We don't want to put the reggae lovers in the oven, but yes. It's called in Spanish, for you to know, it's some kind of trick of, you know, reggae lovers to the oven.
Reggae lovers
into the oven.
No. Yes.
Okay. So, do you have, for instance, any recipe too? Do you have any recipe to that you want to share with us?
Oh, well, my recipe, you know, maticons, it's enigmatic, you know. My recipe is ackee and saltfish. Ackee? Yes, is a like it's they say it's a fruit, but it's not really a fruit.
It's a fruit,
you know, but it grows on a tree and it's a yellow thing. And you have to be very careful when you eat it, because you have to wait for it to open, and then you can pick it and cook it and eat it, you know.
Tienes que tener muy cuidadoso. Esto
es national dish of Jamaica.
Ah, national dish of
Jamaica.
El plato nacional.
Ackee and saltfish, you know.
Plato nacional
with
de
breadfruit
Jamaica.
And everything, you know. That's my favorite, you know. I love that.
But tell them how for cooking.
Well, you know, it's very easy to cook, you know.
Bueno.
Pan fry, you know. But you
se fría en una sartén y es muy fácil de cocinar.
But first you have to boil it.
Pero primero lo que tienes que hacer es cocerlo.
Yeah, for clean it and boil it. And then you mix it with scotch bonnet.
Lo mezclas con scotch bonnet, con scallion, que no sé ahora lo que es, pero diremos.
Onion,
Y es plato típico.
Pan fried, you know.
Y se hace en una sartén.
We eat that with breadfruit, roast breadfruit.
Es como un pan.
Yeah, it grow in Jamaica and it grow also in Africa, but it's a breadfruit. And we roast it.
Ah, y se asa. Ah, y se hace en rodajas.
My favorite.
Muy bien, thank you very much.
Yeah, okay.
We have two recipes. Johnny Clark, maybe you feel that is a strange question in a radio rasta.
No, the reason why I endorse what he's saying because I live in Jamaica.
Uh-huh. Él dice que se pone de acuerdo con lo que dice porque él vive en Jamaica.
Aki. Swordfish. Uh-huh. Same thing he's talking about.
Sí.
But he does it with like roast breadfruit.
Uh-huh.
But we do it with fried dumplings.
Dice que es como hacer el asado, pero en vez de eso,
and
frito.
Also, porridge.
Porridge con su acompañamiento.
A lot of mixture, like plantain, what we call plantain.
Plantain.
Turn one, not close to green.
Sí, algo.
Mix it with cornmeal.
Ajá, germinado mezclado con.
And nutting egg. And a little sugar and.
Azúcar y también con maíz. Creo que no se me olvida nada, pero bueno.
Pues luego lo recuperamos, si lo escuchamos y lo apuntamos todo, no hay
si
problema.
Lo haremos. Well, thank you for your patience. Not many times we've got three or even four recipes once at a time. And
thank
this
you.
Kind of food. Do you want to share with us something that you like it?
Well, after you eat, you see the food all them that I'm talking about is them is good food to eat.
Yeah.
But you see, after you don't eat the food, you have to go for my speciality, Guinness punch.
Guinness punch.
You see, you can eat all the food where you want, but after, you have to wash it down with something good.
Después de la
and
de comer
either your Guinness punch, where you mix it some Guinness, nutmeg, some milk, some beets or two egg.
But then dos
I mix it up with some Guinness punch. Other than that,
un ponche Guinness.
Uh-huh. After that, add a Guinness punch. I did some carrot juice.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Y después de eso, un zumo
you have
de
some carrot juice. And make the carrot, squeeze the carrot out, get it juice.
Uh-huh.
Mix it with some same thing, some Guinness, some milk and whatever, some nutmeg, and you have the best juice in the world.
Uh-huh. El mejor zumo carrot del mundo juice, es Guinness exprimir punch. La zanahoria con ponche de Guinness con leche y bueno,
dos huevos.
Eso es, y dos huevos, y eso, bueno, pues que es lo mejor del mundo. Bueno, we are very lucky for this.
Thank you very much for para añadir al
for new recipes and our radio show is a little crazy, you know, instead of the normal questions that you are used to.
Yeah.
We are a little crazy. We want the
different
to be friends. Yeah. You united to be
that's
united,
right.
And we speak whatever we.
That's right.
That's the point. We with all the respect for all of you, we appreciate very much your good mood with us.
Me gustaría preguntarle es por la salud del Nothing Hill, del carnaval del Nothing Hill, porque supimos hace un par de años que hubo algunos problemas, a ver qué tal va el carnaval y la fiesta en la calle, que eso es es parecido aquí, es sacar el reggae a la calle para que disfrute toda la gente.
What about the Nothing Hill Festival? What's right now? What can we feel in the streets about that? How is the situation?
Well, the situation in the Nothing Hill is very good. There's a lot of changes, but in the Channel One corner,
uh-huh.
It's still the same.
Bueno, que hay muchos cambios, que va todo muy bien, pero que en el Channel One que va, pues.
You know, we had to get, the changes are that we have to now be under license.
Las cosas es que ahora tienen que
to take the sound system on the street.
Licencia, todo más mirado en la calle.
But, you know, Channel One, we went to court, and, you know, where they tried to revoke Channel One from playing at Notting Hill, we went to court, and we won the battle by playing at the so we can play at the carnival for many years to come.
Ajá. Bueno, y entonces, les prohibieron y fueron a la corte, fueron a juicio, y entonces allí ellos ganaron y tuvieron que revocarles la prohibición de poder tocar. Entonces van a tener muchos años que vienen, bueno, pues oyendo a Channel Wild en Nothing Hill, porque ganaron. They won, ellos ganaron la
Babylon
el juicio.
Está ahí. Thank you very much. No sé si tienes tú alguna pregunta más. Yo las que tenía preparadas ya las he hecho. Y no sé si, Íñigo, tienes alguna pregunta para Channel One.
No, yo simplemente quería decir que Johnny Clark tiene que salir al escenario en breves, así que podemos seguir hablando con Kyler, tío, y continuamos, ¿vale?
Well, Johnny Clark, you must leave because you go to the
stage.
to the stage. Very quick.
Okay,
and if you want to stay for a while with us and wherever you can stay here, and but he must leave right now. That's the point. So, lo que podemos hacer es poner una canción y les despedimos luego. Johnny Clark, thank you very much for staying here with us.
Yes, man, give thanks, man. I will do it over and over again. And just say the word and we're right here, you know, because it's all about the people. Respect Joe, man, see it? And we have the Jarrocks, you know? Yeah, man, because I'm too Zion, you know? So we have to really carry through the works, because we're very obedient to Rastafari.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Bueno, pues nos deja porque tiene que ir al escenario ahora mismo y nosotros lo que podemos es, bueno, pues nos despedimos ya.
Sí.
Nos despedimos ya.
Sí, no hay problema.
Y le dejamos a estos hombres que tienen que estar a su
a
su cosa.
Luego disfrutaremos con su actuación ahí abajo, que yo de verdad les he visto una vez en Madrid en Organic y me hicieron disfrutar muchísimo, así que
Well, she says that she was once watching the show in Madrid and she remembered that very very happy, she enjoyed very much dancing and she expects to do it.
Y tengo que decir que en vez de ver entrevistas de ellos, me he visto más sus actuaciones porque me enganchan ver los vídeos de ellos en directo, las últimas que tienen, sí.
That when she tries to prepare the interview and watch other interviews to she can't and she finally ends watching a concert, watching some music. She can't watch the interview. Finally, I'm always watching some concert in some.
Yes, he visto en Nueva York, he visto su actuación en Jamaica también, porque he visto cosas así antiguas y, o sea, más recientes y más. Y luego el último trabajo que tienen con Math Professor. This year.
The last war with Matt Professor this year.
He disfrutado de verdad.
She loves it.
Bueno, lo sigo disfrutando. Thank you.
Well, I got my own question this time, the translator. But you have a perspective over 20, 30, 30 many years about the evolution of the reggae music, and especially not just the talking about the music, but the social movement that is around. Did you expect 30, 25 years ago that this was going to be this way? And what is that this way that I'm telling you? What do you see right now?
Well, you see, when you say 30 years ago, the world was a different place.
Hace 30 años el mundo era muy diferente.
But even from when I was a young person, you could see changes happening. You could see even in the 70s, the young people of those times were just looking for something different, because when we look into society, it's not what we wanted. It's not what we was educated about at school or college or university. We just wanted something different to that was portrayed to us by the system. And, you know, like, you could go down later on in the late 70s where you had the different youth movements, where you had mods, punk rockers, you know what I mean? You had so like people who raise up like in the Communist Party, the Socialist Party, and different bands and music and different gangs or whatever you could say came together. But you see, there was one thing that I would say that brought many nations or races together was the rise of Bob Marley.
Uh-huh.
Right. Because when we talk about reggae music really going out into the world, as I said, it was Bob Marley that brought reggae, the message of reggae, the message of Rastafari to the world. And the one thing with Rasta music or roots rock reggae music is that it speaks the language of the people, right? Anybody. It's not just black people alone.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that message that you could say originated from Jamaica, from the ghettos of Jamaica, had the same message for everybody in the world. And Bob Marley was the first one to carry that forward. But then, you know, there was a little demise of the message. And, you know, through, you could say, like sound systems like ourselves, Channel One, and others like Jashaka and others, you know, we carried on the just giving that message still. And having the first walk trots to Europe and spreading it to Europe, you realize that the people living in Europe were under the same oppression as us. You know, in a different way, but the same, you were going through the same pressure. So, you know, like when you hear roots music and you're in your ear, we call it harp music, like you said. And you hear the words from the harp music. It's like, you know, there was a connection, right? And as well as even about our oppression and our troubles that we have, there was a naturality, there was a spirituality about it. It was speaking to us, mm-hmm. to anybody. When I say us, I mean
anyone in the world.
Universe, yeah. The human race. It was just speaking to us. Because
mm-hmm.
I say we are earth people.
Mm-hmm.
And when we hear things that is really from the earth, everybody is in tune, connected, and understand the true meanings.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And through that, you could say the rise of reggae music, roots rock reggae especially, the growing of it, not just in Europe, but in the world where, you know, you could have gatherings of thousands. You know, the corporate people and whoever runs the other music scenes, they know about us, but they can't control us.
Uh-huh.
They try their best to get in through the doors, they try everything, but they can't. Because I always say, we don't move the way they move, we don't think the way they think, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have leagues, we don't have companies, we don't have corporations. This is just a people's movement. And a people movement moves naturally, right? We don't stick to no plan or this or whatever. It's the spirit.
Mm.
And through the spirit is where the growth of what we see happening around now has come along. Yeah. You know, and as I said, it's where in Europe, as I speak for Europe now, from Spain to Italy to France, England, all the way up to the North Pole, we all have our problems, yeah? And when we really look deep into our problems, they're all the same.
The same thing.
Rastafari.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yes, it's very long. I'm going to try to do it resume right now. And, oh, my God. But I'm going to try to do something. Good.
Well, perdona, from the system, yo creo que toda su respuesta habría que cortarla y repetirla y darla muchas veces.
Sí, bueno, sí, vamos a hacer
No, me refiero a por lo que lleva, por lo que ha dicho, por lo que nos ha contado.
She says that we must put this and repeat it many times, all of this speech in our radio, and at the same time in Spanish and in English, you know, in both. ¿Por qué dice eso, Katy? Why Katy says so? Well, desde los años 70 ya se empezaba a ver que mucha gente tenía problemas. Unos lo tomaron de unas maneras, otros de otra, con los moods, con rock, con Rastafari. Pero Bob Marley fue el que trasladó el mensaje a todo el mundo, en general no solo a unos grupos de gente, sino por todo. Fue el iniciador de que ese mensaje calara por todos los lados. Entonces, Babylon System sabe, knows, that sabe que estamos aquí y está intentando, bueno, pues hacernos daño de una u otra manera, pero no puede, porque esto es un movimiento natural de la gente, de seres humanos, que en el fondo tenemos los mismos problemas todos, aunque puedan parecer diferentes, pero tenemos todos los mismos problemas, y cuando los llevamos a lo básico, bueno, pues en el fondo estamos todos en el mismo barco, ¿no? Es lo que viene a decir, y que no puede comprarse. You can't buy this movement because it's something natural of the people. No puedes comprar este movimiento porque es algo natural que crece con la gente. Doesn't have any agenda, no tiene ninguna agenda, y sale de manera a fresh, natural way that can't be controlled because it's natural. No puede ser controlado porque es natural. Bueno, más o menos. More or less, yes, I think that was not easy. It's too long, but yes. it's going to be very nice to translate it completely.
Yes,
and we're going to put it to download it. Yes. The people will get everything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nosotros, encima, que hacemos un programa que se llama The Bank in Babylon, we radio program.
We have another radio show, Radio Rasta, and we have Desmontando a Babylon, that is 80% talking about information, 20% music. Radio Rasta is 80% music, 20%
news,
a little, yes, fight, no politics, yeah, because we are not politics, but but you know, some consciousness and, yeah, knowing who's who, and we have that other that other radio show.
Sí, ¿quién es? Sí, por lo menos que la gente tenga claro quién es Babilón, que está ahí, que está siempre presente, como habéis dicho.
Well, and finally, if you wouldn't mind to say hi to us, Radio Rasta.
One thing I will say, Jim, is, yeah, that it's what it is. It's come from, as we started when we were youths. It has come full circle around to know that the youths of today, they need guidance.
Los jóvenes de hoy en día necesitan guía.
They need guidance and to know where they're actually going.
Y saber a dónde van a ir, a dónde están yendo.
Should sound systems like INI, Channel 1 sound system, you can see the youths picking up.
Well,
you can see the youths that they are picking up music.
Los jóvenes están cogiendo ahora mismo música.
And they're making sound system.
Y están haciendo sound system.
That's one of the things what they want to do, especially the people, youths on the continent. And now it's been all right worldwide. So when we used to be, as a youth, wanted to build sound system, it's come right through as just being a DJ and just being, you know, just want to be entertaining. That now the youth want to build sound system. And that's a very good thing. So that's why I say it's come full circle now. And it's just for we now, as elders, just to give them guidance on how to play music, how to play conscious music, and how to build sound system, and how to look after their sound system.
Bueno, ahora mismo los jóvenes necesitan una guía que les diga, pues, gente que ha recubierto el ciclo completo, pues que les guíe, ellos sabrán lo que hacen con el sound system y tal, pero bueno, pues a través de los diferentes procesos de conciencia que va surgiendo a través de la música. Entonces, bueno, pues los jóvenes hoy en día cada vez quieren hacer más sound system, y bueno, pues habrá que estar un poco encima también, guiando este movimiento en la medida de lo posible, ¿no?
Thank you very much, porque ellos han sido guías para muchos de los que ya tienen montado, ya han hecho el sound system y están ahora. De hecho, los festivales nos dicen eso, que cada vez la gente demanda más.
Thank you very much for you, for your guidance to the young people that is watching at you, and well, the example that you are doing to Give all of us, thank you very much. Thank you very much for staying with us for the second time. For us, it's a very honor and a pleasure. We hope to see you again in other festival.
Anytime we're in Spain, anytime.
Okay.
You know where to find me anytime.
Okay.
Yes, right now, I'd like to big up everybody who's listening to Radio Rasta show. This is Ras Caleb straight out of Channel 1. Bim, Radio Rasta FM, Jaja Rastafari.
Thank you very much.
Rastafari to all people in the Basque Country. Radio Rasta, one of the number one stations in the world.
Boop.
Rastafari.
Thank you very much, Ras Caleb.
Yes, sir.
Mike Dead.
Blessed
with us.
Gracias.
A real pleasure for us.
Gracias.
Some music.
Nos vamos con el directo.
Nos vamos con Johnny Clark, que ya está en el escenario.
Chapel Reggae.